in the decade. The next time we gather together, we will be in a brand new decade. Who in the world would have imagined that any of us would have seen the year 2020? Harvey Sr., did you think you'd see the year 2020? And I'm not calling you out because you're Harvey. I'm just calling you out because I know you're here. Rob, did you think you'd see 2020 and not the Barbara Walters special? I heard a joke that they were hoping to get Barbara Walters at the New York ball drop so she could say one more time, "This is 2020. The reason why we have tables is because I'm going to share briefly some thoughts and some scripture, and then the remainder of our time is going to be you interacting with each other at your tables. As we've prayed earlier this morning, seeking direction, not only specifically for a specific family, also for your family, and then also for us as a church, and there's biblical precedent for that. Something that I hold to very strongly is when seeking God's direction, there are three things that have to happen. It doesn't just happen in a vacuum. Number one, you need to pray about it. You need to pray and ask God for direction. The second thing that's absolutely vital is you need to read the Word of God, because we believe, as Protestants, as evangelicals, we believe that God speaks through His Word, what we call the Bible. So we pray, you read God's Word, and then the third thing that I think is vital is you talk with other believers and you interact. And there's biblical precedent in that also when the early church in the book of Acts, when they were confronted with, what do we do? What's our direction? Every time that happened, they would gather together as a church and they'd say, let's pray, let's seek God's Word, and then let's go. And so what we're doing is, I've shared this before and months ago and weeks ago, beginning in the year 2020, Gilead Friends Church is going to begin a two-year endeavor of reaching every township of Morrow County with the message of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, His gospel. And so that is the plan, that is the direction. The fun part of this is figuring out how do we do that. And so what I'm proposing that we do today, you have these index cards on your table, you have pens in front of you. What I want you to do is treat this as an idea factory, where no idea is a bad idea, where you talk with one another, hey, what could we do? What could I do? And what I want you to do is think, first of all, individually, what can I do? And one of the easiest things you can do is go to your neighbor, the person who lives right next to you, and get to know them. There was a study that I read just recently that there's about 70% of the population do not know who their neighbors are, because we no longer practice Mr. Rogers' won't you be my neighbor mentality. So the very first thing we could do to write down on the card is, hey, I could get to know my neighbor. And if you know your neighbors, get to know the people on your street. Get to know the people, again, quoting Mr. Rogers, in your neighborhood. That's not Mr. Rogers, that's Sesame Street. Then what I want you to do is think both large scale and small scale. Already, we've heard of going into nursing homes and ministering to the people there. We've heard stories and ideas about having block parties in your cul-de-sac, on your street. We've talked about maybe, hey, what if we went into the town halls and did some kind of a class for people to get out of debt? What if we had a big picnic in the park? What if we opened up the pool and invited people there? What if we had hot dogs? It could be as simple as during the 4th of July, we get glow sticks and we hand out glow sticks to people wherever there are fireworks. The idea is, what could we do, both individually and collectively, to share the love of Christ with people in Morrow County? The thousands of people. Maybe we partner with other churches. Maybe we partner with other organizations that are already happening. We've heard ideas of maybe we invite a group to come in and have a dinner. But I want to share some things with you first. That's our two-year endeavor. But the year 2020 is going to kick off a whole new decade. During the summer months, we did a series in the chapel about leadership. And it was a big challenge for me personally because I was thinking, you know, what is life going to look like in 10 years? And I've shared, you know, for personally, it's my oldest son is going to be 20 in 10 years. And so what will I have done to prepare him for leadership? What will we as a church have done to prepare the next generation for whatever life is going to be like? And so the next challenge, if Morrow County is the two-year endeavor, what will the 10-year endeavor be by 2030? And my pastoral challenge to everyone here this morning is that in the next decade, 2020 to 2030, may we, the people of Gilead Friends, be a people who are proactive in everything that we do. In other words, we don't wait for someone else to take care of it. We don't wait for someone else to step up. We don't wait for someone else to say the first thing. We take courage and the boldness of the resurrected Christ into everything that we do, in our home, in our relationships, with our work. May 2020, that decade, may that be the decade of proactive faith living. Some people may look at the next 10 years, may look at what's currently happening in the world and society and say, man, in the next 10 years, it's just going to get worse, right? We look at the world around us, we look at our politics, we look at how people interact with each other or fail to interact with each other, and we say, man, it's just the 10 years, it's going to get really, really bad. And that can bring about fear, that can bring about an uncertainty. But I would say, if the next decade is going to be the decade of being proactive, if the next 10 years it's really going to get so bad as we all fear it's going to be, then that is the best time to take the light of Christ into the world, where we can counteract whatever is going to come out with, there is hope, there is forgiveness, there is light, because it's in the darkness where Christ shines the brightest. Amen? The decade of being proactive. Proverbs 6:6-11, the author says this, and it's kind of funny because he's writing to his son, because in verse 1 he writes, my son, so we just assume the rest of this chapter is written to his son. And for many of you, you might identify as being a parent of a teenager. Proverbs 6, beginning in verse 6, he writes this to his son. We just assume he's a teenager. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your slumber, or from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. You must get the sense that he's writing to a teenage boy. Get up. Get out of bed. Do something with your life. The wise king is writing to his son, be proactive. Don't just wait around, because if you wait around, if you just let things lie, then it's probably going to waste away. Proverbs 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. As we make plans, as we write down ideas, our creativity of how we as followers of Jesus could reach Morrow County, could share the gospel of Jesus Christ in all 16 townships of Morrow County, as we inevitably begin this process of making plans, the writer of Proverbs would say, make room for the unexpected. Because whatever you're going to write down, whether it's hand out popcorn at basketball games, whether it's start a new class that reaches the entire county, understand and believe that God has so much more, so much bigger plans than you and I can than you and I could imagine. And so expect it. In Acts chapter 8 is the example of the church receiving information. And the question is, well, what are you going to do about it? You've got this new scenario. What are we going to do? And you read in Acts chapter 8, the church gathers together and they say, we need to pray. We need to seek God's direction. We need to talk about this. And so this is exactly what we're going to do this morning. We've prayed. We've read God's word about making plans, and now we're going to talk with one another. We're going to share. We're going to encourage one another. That's a great idea. I've never thought of that. For the next few minutes, discuss with each other, what does it look like to share the gospel with the 16 township, the people in the 16 townships of Morrow County? What could you do? What could we do? Interact. You could even get up out of your chairs for a while and go to another table, not because you don't like the people you're sitting at, but because you want to mingle. You want to get up. You want to exchange ideas. See, Kenny's already doing it. He's like, all right, I'm out. Have the freedom to dream. Be encouragement to one another, as big, as small, as crazy as you may think. But let's be an idea factory this morning. And my other bit of information, my other bit of challenge would be, don't, in your ideas, don't plant the flag here in this facility, right? Don't expect people to come here. I mean, we have that already with Hoops for Him, and that's going to cover a lot of area in our 16 townships, and that's fantastic. Think what the disciples did with Jesus, or what Jesus did with the disciples. Go. Go out. Go to their town. Go to their homes. Go to their places of employment. What if a few of us went and asked local businesses, could we clean your bathrooms? We bring the cleaning supplies, you look the other way, and we'll do this for you. What if we went to a preschool or to a group of homes and we said, for the next 5 hours, we'll watch your kids? Now, hopefully relationships have been building before we just kind of drop in and say, hey, give us your kids, because that would be kind of scary for some. But do you have ideas? We've been talking about this for a few months now. Some of you have been sharing your ideas, and I love it. I love this idea. Some ideas like, what if we helped other churches that were basically empty? What if we helped them? Not necessarily planting churches, but encouraging them and saying, we'll help you strengthen and grow and reach new places because we're here. What other ideas is God giving you right now? For the next few minutes, Joe, could we play some excellent background music while they do this? For the next few minutes, talk. Write down ideas. Point at one another and say, that's a great idea. I've never thought of that. Maybe you want to get up and move around. Maybe you think better standing and moving, but I'm just encouraging you, this is Jesus free time for the next few minutes, and then I'll come back and we'll close. Joe, could you play this music? Let me have a word of prayer, and then we'll get going. Father, may you bless our thoughts, our conversations. Give us the ideas as we, your church, look forward into the next decade. How would you have us proclaim your gospel? The people in ancient Israel, they did it in a very specific way, and people responded. Father, we acknowledge that the world is much different than it was back then. And God, your gospel continues to speak, to change lives. Father, I pray that as you've gifted each one of us with creativity and ideas, that we would grow in encouragement from one another. We would sharpen one another because we're engaged in this mission, in this direction. Because we hold the lives of these people so dearly. We want all of them to come to a trusting, believing relationship in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Give us those ideas today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Start sharing. We'll see you in a few minutes. Very good, friends. Loved hearing your conversations. Loved hearing your ideas. Really, what we're looking for, it's moving forward, it's going to be almost guerrilla-like, where it's not going to be, everything's going to be church-wide. I mean, there's certainly going to be opportunities where the church family as a whole can do things, but really we're looking at almost like quick strike teams going in, loving on people, letting them know about Jesus, and coming out. I loved hearing some ideas. If you've written your cards on your cards and sharing some ideas and you feel comfortable leaving them on the table, please do that, and we're going to collect them. We'll be praying over them. I know a lot of the conversations, not a lot of the things, comments that I had been hearing was, you know, I have this idea, but I just don't know how. I don't know. I can't necessarily see how this is going to play out. And my response often was, I was like, well, when you read Acts 8, when you read about this early church and they're confronted with, man, they're these Gentiles, these non-Jewish people that are hearing about Jesus, what do we do? And the church at the time, you know, Peter and James, these guys, they receive this news and this new direction. They're like, what is that going to look like? Let's just move forward one step at a time. Let's try it. One of the things, if I could share as a pastor before we leave, as a way of closing, a way of changing the mindset of ministry, where as we talk about these ideas and the questions come up, well, I don't know how, and I don't know what this will look like. If, as a body of believers, if we could have the mindset of, it's okay if something doesn't work the way we thought it would. You could almost call it, it's okay if something fails, because then you're going to learn something, you're going to see something. And sometimes I think, especially American Christians, we're afraid of failing at something because our society's built so much around whatever we call success, whether it's finance success, numerical success. And so the idea of, oh, something that I've tried isn't successful, we tend to bow away from it. But if we could adopt this mindset of just try it. And if you try it in the name of Jesus, if the whole purpose is in response to God leading you, and the whole point is glory to God, then if it doesn't happen the way you thought it would, God still receives glory. And again, I go back to Acts, the number of times Paul and Barnabas and Silas and all these guys tried something, and it didn't work out the way they thought it would. And they're like, well, that didn't go well, and yet how many people were blessed by God, came to know God because it didn't go the way they thought it would. So let me pray for you as we close this final Sunday of 2019, as we look ahead to 2020, what God will do in your life and through you, not merely for Gilead Friends, but for your community, for your family, for your school, where God will receive glory. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have a people who love you, who want to follow your direction. God, I thank you that we have a people who are so creative, who come up with so many ideas that a lot of us, we just haven't thought of, and we all say, God, it's because of you. As we move forward into this new decade, would you lay upon our minds and our hearts the number of people in Morrow County who do not know you, or maybe who have turned away from you. Father, I pray that you would lay them upon our hearts and our minds. Maybe you would even give us their names so that we can pray for them specifically. Father, if there is any way that we could be a part of your kingdom building endeavors in ways that would surprise us, in ways that we weren't expecting, maybe even ways that we would consider failures, may we move forward in a proactive sensibility. God, we thank you for the birth of Jesus. We thank you for the joy to the world that he brought, for his life, for his death, for his resurrection. Father, for the forgiveness that he brings to each one of us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you stand with me as I dismiss you? What we're going to have in this new year is we're going to set up a website for you that when you try things, maybe you have a conversation at the store, or maybe at school, or maybe you've gone to the nursing home, we're going to have a website for you to go and kind of report in and say, this is what happened. And it's going to be able so that you can go as a church family. We can go there. We can read the stories. We can be encouraged. And for the next 2 years, when we come in here on Sunday mornings at Gilead Friends are going to be a celebration of who God is and what He is doing. So you're going to bring your life, you're going to bring all of your baggage, all of the things that have happened during your week, and we're coming in here as a refresher, as a re-energizer, as a celebration of God is on the move, and we get to be a part of it. So to say farewell to 2019, may you go in God's peace, may you go in God's boldness and His desire, may you see people the way God sees people, may you love people the way God loves you. Be dismissed in His peace and His grace. We'll see you next year.